So, at one side, the Bhagavata says that Krishna says, "I descend to destroy the Dushkritinas," but other side, it is said that we see that Krishna went to seek peace. So, did he want to destroy the Dushkritinas, or did he want to have peace with them? Actually, this goes down to the deeper philosophical question of God's omniscience and human free will. You know, if God knows everything, including the future, then do I really have free will? It means, if God knows the future, then God knows how I'm going to answer the question. Then, if God knows how I'm going to answer the question, then am I really choosing to answer that question? So, this is a fundamental philosophical question. And the answer to that is that God's knowledge of the future is like our knowledge of the past. What that means is, it is knowledge without intervention. It is like today morning, you know, I wanted to wake up at 4 o'clock, but I wake up at 4:30. I know it, but I can't go back and change it now. I woke up late. It's done. So it's knowledge without intervention. So God also, his knowledge of the future is knowledge without intervention. That means he actually exists outside the time domain. So he's outside this cause-effect change. Cause-effect chain. And so basically, if we make this choice, this consequence will be there. If we make this choice, this consequence will be there. If we make this choice, this consequence will be there. But which choice we are to make, that is up to us. See, Krishna doesn't determine that. So if there is intervention, then that means he would be determining. So he doesn't intervene. So God's knowledge of the future is like our knowledge of the past. It is knowledge without intervention. Intervention. So now, moving forward, applying this specifically to the Mahabharata context, see Krishna's purpose, if we see, if we look at it grammatically, every sentence has a thrust. So, just the other day I was giving an example that how just by changing the sentence slightly, we can completely change the emphasis of the sentence. Now, if we want to praise someone, we'll say, you know, he had some problems in the past, but he's stable now. But if you want to slight that person, we'll say, he's stable now, but he had problems in the past. The same statement, I just give it a different tilt by what I emphasize. So like that, you know, we have to, when we look at a sentence grammatically, what is the emphasis? So Krishna's purpose is not to paritranaya sadhunam vinashaya dushkritam dharma samsthapanarthaya sambhavami yugye. His purpose is not to destroy the dushkritis. His purpose is to establish dharma. So if the dushkritis can be reformed and dharma can be established, that's also fine. That serves his purpose. So if Duryodhana had been ready to come back to live dharmically, then Krishna was ready to forgive. See, the same principle we see that Ram sends a peace proposal to Ravana. He says, if you give Sita back, there will be no fight. So Ram has actually come to destroy Ravana. In one sense, that Devatas have prayed that Ravana is a terrible demon, he has to be destroyed. And why is Ram giving a peace proposal? Basically, Ravana, if he acknowledges that Ram is so powerful that he can't fight with him, and he returns Sita, then his demoniac actions are curbed. So it's not necessary that the bloodshed has to happen for dharma to be established. So the Krishna makes all efforts to avoid the bloodshed. His purpose is to establish dharma, but the Mahabharata demonstrates a principle that is actually a standard in military operations. The principle is try for the best, prepare for the worst. So try for the best. Now try for a solution without any bloodshed at all. But while Krishna was going as Shantiduta, the Pandavas are also going, forming alliances with the other kings. So because Duryodhana had already been forming alliances for 13 years. So try for the best, but prepare for the worst. So Krishna was trying for the best by going as Shantiduta. In his head, ultimate purpose of trying to establish dharma. Okay, thank you. Yes, ma'am. Yeah.
Could be so.